the episode 242 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Keep It In The Ring, the all-purpose sports and pro wrestling website edited by longtime New York journalist Rich Mancuso. Follow them on the web at keepitintheRing.net.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, everyone, welcome to mini episode number 242 of the FDH Lounge, going through the Pantheon. This is version 7 of the Pantheon, celebrating the 6th anniversary of the FDH Lounge. This is Pantheon Non-Sports. It's the 4th one that we're covering here today. Best versatile actor or actress. FDH Lounge dignitaries here to break this down with me. Anthony and Matt Catrone from the great podcast on music, The Unheard Scene. Bob Glassman, John Adams, and my fellow at the table, original FDH Lounge, original dignitary, Chris Galloway, getting into this one here. The best versatile actor or actress. We have a couple of these that were split, actually.
Before we start this, I'm going to say we should have had a camera on this because these introductions are actually kind of funny.
Going through on the day, you guys have got your rituals down. On this one, this is very interesting that we have a couple ones that only have half votes because of split votes.
I don't understand the half vote.
They vote for a man and a woman.
Well, wait a minute, though.
Trying to find the best hermaphrodite.
I just don't think that if I'd have walked into like the presidential election, I'd have been like, well, there's some things about Obama I like, and there's some things about Romney I like, so give me a half vote for each.
What's very interesting is for
Chris. You wish you could make the Romney Biden.
Yeah.
Vote is what you
wanted. Chris, it's very interesting you bring that point up, because I remember when we did the last one, when I was reading the votes for best snack food, you voted half vote for ice cream and half vote for, I think it was taco-flavored chips or something like that. And I remember I said at the time, and these guys appreciated that, something like, I hope he doesn't eat those together. I hope he doesn't sprinkle those on his ice cream.
Well,
you did the split vote.
That's probably the one time I've ever done it, then. You should have thrown it out.
Well, you tell me that now.
Well, perhaps we need the other thing is, like, nominees for these things, and then we'll vote. Possibly.
Maybe, but I mean, I prefer
to
the wisdom of the masses. I mean, I like to see how weird can we get with it.
We're not that smart. Yeah. Trust me.
I've seen these votes, and these are masses that are not that wise.
How weird can
best
we get
restaurant
with it?
McDonald's?
Yeah.
I gotta tell
best
you,
pitcher, that's when we need the camera.
Best pitcher, Nolan Ryan. I mean, yeah, there've been some ones. I mean.
We needed the camera as Bob cringed while he was saying McDonald's.
Yeah. McDonald's, yeah.
At least I did cringe. Thanks, Anthony.
Well, I got it. You know, all I needed to know about that was somebody with Matt's palate was offended by that. That's all I needed to know.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that supposed to mean?
Not exactly a man who spends his time at French gourmand restaurants here, and he was offended. So that kind of tells you something. We got a couple split ones here. Half a vote here for Meryl Streep, because that was split. Simon Applebaum went Dustin Hoffman / Meryl Streep. The thing that's funny, Dustin Hoffman got two half votes, because there's a half vote for Matt Damon, but then Ken Detweiler voted Dustin Hoffman / Matt Damon. So Dustin Hoffman, spoiler alert, got two votes total. He got those halves, and somebody else voted for him as well. No, he got 2 1-half votes, and then somebody voted for him in full.
Oh, I see.
So yes, there was that. So Meryl Streep and Matt Damon with the halvesies. On to the real votes. I voted for Gary Sinise. I've always been a mark for him. Put that one down. A vote for Christopher Walken. Lloyd Carroll from the Queen's Chronicle voted for him, and I emailed back. I'm like, yeah, because I love seeing Christopher Walken play Christopher Walken in all these different roles. You know,
that's like Vince Vaughn.
Well, Lloyd admitted
he
that
he plays himself in every movie.
Lloyd admitted it was a sentimental kind of a thing, and I think Christopher Walken with some roots back in Queens there. So okay, a vote for Chris Cooper, a vote for Amy Adams, which I as a big Office mark, I'm glad to go for, given her past role on that program. A vote for, this is a trendy one, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. By the way, on half votes also, half votes for Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron. We got a lot of half votes in this category. I don't know why. And people didn't always split
because
male
you
female.
Allow them.
Well, I guess, but they didn't always.
See, I guess I can understand a half vote on this category for saying a man and a woman. But if you're saying like Brad Pitt and
right.
Matt Damon and Dustin Hoffman, you're saying two guys.
But I'm saying actor or actress.
Pick one.
Yeah.
Pick
maybe
one.
They think Matt Damon's
yeah.
pretty good.
Chris, you went for a guy who excellent, primarily a character actor, a very good one.
Thus versatile.
Paul Giamatti, yes, yes, very versatile. I thought that was a pretty good one. Bob, this is in the Bob Glassman brand of picks here. Lindsay Lohan was your selection.
Very versatile.
Yeah.
All over the place. She is all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although she's been a little bit more mono in her last number.
I was going to say, I think she's last couple of years she's found herself really typecast.
Yes, very much so.
If she's found herself a little more mono, I think it's because she's been suffering from mono, Bob, but that's just my guess. One vote for Burt Reynolds. Okay.
He's smoking in the bandit. Come on.
Yeah. One vote for Robert Downey Jr. That was a good friend, Tony Mazur, that voted for him. Johnny, I can appreciate this vote on several levels. Vote for Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, a little trendy, but
yeah,
it's a good thing.
Yeah, very nice. Vote for Kevin Spacey. One for our good friend Bob Bennett goes for Adam Sandler, which I'm going to guess was meant about as seriously as the Lindsay Lohan vote. I enjoy Adam Sandler a lot, and yet would not have come close to putting him down in this category. One vote for Christian Bale. One vote for Robert Duvall. Going again to the notes from our friend Jeff Briscoe, talk show host down in Florida. He says, his star power combined with versatility gives it to him. Ben Kingsley is a close second for me, but lacked the star power. So Duvall was a good vote there, I thought. A vote for Tom Hanks and a vote for Leonardo DiCaprio. Now we start getting into where there's multiple votes, and it's not many. Dustin Hoffman, I have in my notes here 1.5, but that's wrong. I did my math wrong. He has 2 votes because there was a full vote for Dustin Hoffman along with the other halfsies there. 2 votes for Hugh Jackman. So he made quite a run at it. But
is Hugh Jackman, isn't he going to be the next coordinator with the Browns?
That's the dude that made the bad Carson Palmer trade. We don't need him around. The one that got 3 votes and thus is the winner. It's funny because I've been teasing this throughout the day about the Patron Brothers mind meld. It's only in the last couple categories where it really starts to manifest itself. When a guy's got 3 votes and 2 of them come from the Patrons, Morgan Freeman should be thanking you guys and doing something of a very nice monetary nature for you fellas.
You
put him over the top.
You got to say one thing about Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody
Shawshank
at the table,
Redemption.
We were just talking about what a great movie Shawshank Redemption is. Also, how one man can play a criminal in a serious movie, Shawshank Redemption, play a teacher that molds young students' minds, and then play God in a comedy.
Okay.
You got to give it to a man that can do that.
Yeah, but I didn't take
turn
it.
Around
I,
right
I will. I have to take exception with your vote because I don't think any of those actually really show a great deal of diversity. Yes, he plays a criminal in Shawshank Redemption, but he's the sort of God figure as the narrative and sort of deep analysis of Andy Dufresne, and so I don't. My opinion, and none of those roles show any kind of particular range.
Interesting. Okay. Well.
So I'm calling you out on that.
Well, he got his start in a movie called Street Smart.
Okay.
And also played in the series with Ashley Judd.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of it.
In regards to a serial killer.
Can't think of the name of it.
Cary Elwes played the serial killer, I believe.
If only something like a search engine existed to where I could look that up if I wanted to.
Yeah, so okay. I actually think it's a good, that's good. Plus he's in Driving Miss Daisy, so there's some diversity to the roles, I think. But
I think
Ben Kingsley, who was mentioned earlier, was someone that kind of spoke to me when the name came up.
That's a pretty good one, isn't it?
Hugo.
I gotta tell you, if I could re-vote, I would probably go with Kingsley, based on Gandhi, and then if anybody saw the movie Sexy Beast, you'd be blown away between the difference in those two roles. I would actually, if I could re-vote, if it was allowed, I would vote for Ben Kingsley.
Yeah,
he has probably more range than anybody that
That's a good vote. You know, Jeff Briscoe. Props to him for Briscoe was the goods man. That was a good thought on his part. A lot of these ones really were pretty good all the way around. There's a lot of great character actors out there. And again, when I go back to regrettable past votes in the lounge, the first time I think we had a pool of voters the first time, it was only about 13 or 14 deep, and everything was pretty constricted. If we were able to boot anybody out retroactively for making it on only like two or three votes, the one that won for best thespian, where we left it so wide open, was Kevin Costner.
That's by far the worst vote in my mind.
Is that worse than McDonald's?
No, it is. I actually go, that one is the one that I have always believed is the worst vote ever
okay.
in Pantheon history.
Okay.
Period. And I would love to see, once we get to Pantheon 10,
okay.
God willing, that there then be the anti-Pantheon show where we can all vote on ones we want to cast out.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea.
Possible purge, yeah. That could be very interesting.
And if you can get a consensus on ones to purge.
Oh, I think that consensus would be pretty easy to come by.
I think there's a handful we've already discussed.
I think we all know what the stinkers are in this thing.
I think it's a great idea.
Best of the best. But, yeah, there are some ones in here that a number of us find regrettable. This one, look, you could have gone any number of directions here in this one, but, I mean, this is nowhere near the stinker list on this one. As I put a great face on it, as I say congratulations, Morgan Freeman, as I lift the Dundee Award for winning for Best Versatile Actor or Actress, mini episode number 242 in the FDH Lounge.
When we think Pantheon, we think of Palace of the Gods. It's Greek, you know?
Yes.
And the gods were frequently being cast out off of Mount Olympus. So there may come a point when some of these elected gods may need to be cast down off of this Mount Olympus that we have constructed here on the internet.
Pantheon purge.
Morgan Freeman played God, so hey.
Yeah. Part of me likes the permanence of it. Part of me says, you know, the programmer part of my brain kind of likes the chaos even more. And the programmer part of me is generally what wins out. So, Chris, I think we may end up doing that. History made here in mini episode number 242.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, The Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.